Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Gary Storti, the Director of Government and Corporate Affairs with the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Oh, thank you very much. Great to be here.
The Canadian pork sector is expressing concern over the impact U.S. programs to support agriculture in the wake of ongoing trade disputes may have. First of all, what are we seeing in terms of hog prices at this point, and what have been the key factors that have resulted in the current state of the hog market?
Well, certainly we have to kind of go back in a sense and understand that our industry is a cyclical industry and our producers adjust to that accordingly. And fortunately, over the past several years, like, our industry has gone through those ups and downs. And when they're down, the downs have been not that bad. And when they're up, they've been fair prices for the producer's investment. And that allowed producers really to dig themselves out of a hole that was created several years ago where there was some extreme hardship in the industry, and then also make some investments. So their equity has been taking a long time to build up, and it probably hasn't returned to a point it was several years ago. What we're dealing with right now is a sudden drop, like an incredible drop compared to other downturns in the industry over a short period of time. Producer prices have been essentially dropped 30% compared to this price last year. And this at this time of year is usually a time where we do expect a drop, but it's usually further into the fall and it's now come earlier than usual. So for a producer, it's a hard situation because they've been raising the animal for the past several months, and that they're at a point where they can sell it, and instead of getting a check for all the work that they've done to raise the animal and take care of it, they're essentially getting more bills. The analogy I've received is every time they're shipping an animal, they might as well include an extra $20 or $30 out of their pocket, because they're shipping it at a loss. So that is what our producers are concerned about, is the price they're receiving earlier than usual, and such a sudden drop in the price.
What have been the key factors that have been influencing the markets, and how do U.S. prices influence Canadian hog prices?
Well, I'll start with your second half of the question. So our domestic price, the producers that receive for the sale animal, is based off of the U.S. price. And we're an integrated market. We're the best example of a NAFTA experience where, we work collaboratively with U.S. Industry, and frankly, product is shipped on both sides of the border, and that makes our industry certainly more competitive on the global market. What has happened right now is a situation where, that relationship is being disrupted by a number of factors. One is just the uncertainty of trade agreements and whatnot, NAFTA being one of them. And the second half is essentially some of the tariffs that Mexico and China has applied on U.S. pork. One would say and suggest that, boy, this is a fantastic opportunity for the Canadian industry and Canadian pork. Well, it's exactly the opposite. We are the our Canadian producers are essentially the innocent victims of a situation where, that integrated market has been successful and made us stronger is now hurting our producers because of the relationship that the producer price shares. That is causing the certainly some of the price to drop and whatnot. But on the flip side, our Canadian pork that is sold still is being sold without any tariffs being applied.
What is happening in the United States to offset the impact of these current trade disputes on agriculture? What is happening in Canada in comparison, and what are the ramifications?
Well, you know, for the most part, you know, producers on both sides of the border are struggling through, trying to manage what they can, you know, basically monitoring their expenses and feed costs and other services. But the other difference is that there's two. On the U.S. side, they have a much stronger ability to insulate themselves because of their hedging ability. You know, so for instance, producers can, in the U.S. can hedge a lot more easier in Canada, so they know what their price point is. So that's one business risk management tool they have. However, it doesn't appear that that was sufficient, and the U.S. administration recently announced several initiatives to remediate we'll say the pain or the hurt for producers on the ground. You know, these programs are not targeted just to one industry. It's the number of agricultural commodities that have been hit by tariffs. You know, and you know, corn, soy have been too. Certainly, hogs have been included also. Those three programs, essentially, one involves a marketing or a promotion effort to move pork outside the U.S. One is their domestic buying program, where they purchase product, product for whether it's schools, military, or food aid, and then the third one is a direct subsidy. You know, so. On the Canadian side, we don't have those tools, and we're not confident that the existing tools that producers have access to are sufficient.
What needs to happen in Canada to offset the negative impact of the uncertainty surrounding trade and these U.S. programs, and why?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is, you know, first and foremost, producers need to ensure that they're managing their farm, ensuring that that they control what costs they can where possible, which that is not easy to do. There's a number of costs that are certainly fixed. And the second part is review what options are available through some of the existing tools. But last and foremost, as we're doing, is speak to your provincial elected officials and federal elected officials and convey that this is the seriousness of the situation.
What is at stake in all of this for both the Canadian hog sector and for the Canadian economy?
Well, what's at stake is normal ups and downs in the industry are common. We adapt. In this specific situation, it's the really downward plunge that the price has taken. As I mentioned, 30% drop compared to prices last year, and it's earlier than usual. So that is eating up some equity, eating up the equity that producers have. So it does make it more difficult if this low price continues. So that is one of the reasons why, you know, certainly we're concerned, and we're not confident that current programs will be sufficient.
How important is timing, and why?
Well, time is of the essence, in a sense that it's not clear how long some of these trade disruptions will remain. We're hopeful that NAFTA will be resolved or a deal will be concluded sooner rather than later. All indications are is that they're nearing the final stages, and unfortunately these final stages of negotiations are usually the most difficult because the discussions that need to be had or some of the sensitive areas that need to be negotiated. So we're hopeful that a deal can be concluded through. However, this doesn't, those are, I guess you could say, high-level areas that that worked out, but you know, really comes down to the producer on the ground. They are with every animal, essentially losing money and paying money to ship the animal when normally it's that's not that situation. So it's not insignificant where who is really hurting at this point, and that's essentially the individual producer that owns the animal and raises the animal and expects to get a return on its efforts.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I'd just like to thank you very much for the time to discuss this. These are people's livelihoods. That's at stake. That people are dealing with, working with, trying to really stabilize the industry.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Our guest has been Gary Storti, the Director of Government and Corporate Affairs with the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.